Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
What we learned investigating the death of Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez.
It sounds like you ran almost every theory to its end.
Binge all 8 episodes of Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, December 1st. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. The U.S. Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments today about a Mississippi law that bans most abortions after 15 weeks. If it's allowed to stand, that would undermine the landmark decision Roe v. Wade. And KPCC's Jackie Fortier says that could result in California becoming an abortion destination.
California organizations that help people afford abortions are gearing up for an influx of patients if Roe is overturned. Generally, private insurance doesn't cover out-of-state abortions, so most women will be on the hook for the full cost. Those enrolled in other states' Medicaid programs must pay out-of-pocket too, says Jessica Pinkney. She's executive director of Access Reproductive Justice, a fund that helps people pay for abortions.
Many of the calls that we receive are because of incredibly high co-pays or deductibles, and it's often cheaper for folks to pay out of pocket for their abortion than to use their private insurance plan.
Pinkney is part of a group of reproductive health experts who will propose policies next week to bolster California's abortion infrastructure to ready it for more patients. State lawmakers plan to begin debating the ideas when they reconvene in January. Covering health, I'm Jackie Fortier.
The new Omicron variant of the coronavirus has yet to be detected in the United States, though L.A. County health officials say that they are preparing for its arrival. Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer told the Board of Supervisors there are no immediate plans to beef up existing health orders, though stricter rules for skilled nursing facilities could be considered first if vaccines prove to be less effective against Omicron. Ferrer says she understands nobody wants to endure another round of restrictions like last year.
We hate wearing our masks. We hate, you know, rules. We hate everything about this pandemic. And we're right there with everybody else on that. You know, this has been an extraordinarily long and challenging time. And people are right to feel fatigued.
Ferrer said that current rules on mask wearing are enough for now and that the vaccines are the most effective tools against slowing the spread of COVID. About 74% of L.A. County residents over the age of 12 are fully vaccinated. Lakers star LeBron James will be sitting out some games. The team says that he is in the NBA's COVID-19 health and safety protocols. No other details were released about James by the team, but it is mandatory for players to sit out if they test positive for the virus, have an inconclusive test, or are exposed. James has said that he is fully vaccinated against COVID. Today is World AIDS Day. It's a day of awareness about HIV/AIDS and a way to honor the memory of those who died of the disease. Among the events is the unveiling and rededication of the Wall Las Memorias AIDS Monument at LA's Lincoln Park. And in Inglewood, the AIDS Healthcare Foundation is also observing the day with a free concert at the Forum starting at 8 p.m. It features performances from Jennifer Hudson and Christina Aguilera. World AIDS Day was founded in 1988 and observed around the world each December 1st. Nearly 1,800 of Los Angeles County's unclaimed dead will be honored at a memorial today in Boyle Heights. These people passed on in 2018. No one claimed their bodies. The county normally holds on to cremains for 3 years, after which the ashes are placed in a mass grave. It is a somber annual tradition that dates back to 1896. Los Angeles County Supervisor Janice Hahn says it is a commitment to ensure that everyone in Los Angeles County, no matter their means, is laid to rest with respect and dignity. Looking at the weather forecast, temperatures are going to be slightly above normal today and for the next several days as well. Temps mostly in the 60s to around 70 degrees at the beaches. Farther inland into the 70s to low 80s. Valleys could be in the mid-80s this afternoon. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, you can read more news at LAist.com and, of course, listen live at kpcc.org.
Support for this podcast is made possible by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Los Angeles a better place to live.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.